Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now with your help, we will spend the last few minutes of the show today by crowdsourcing a New York City borough taxi anecdotal map. Call in from any neighborhood where the yellow cabs don't go and tell us if the green cabs are showing up. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Very simple call in on where you have, or also call in if you haven't seen the borough taxis, 212-433-WNYC. If you live in a neighborhood where the yellow cabs don't go, at least don't go to pick up people, maybe they go to drop off people, are you seeing the green cabs? So if the answer is yes, call us up. If the answer is no, call us up, 212-433-WNYC. Last week, this is why we're doing it at this time, the mayor's office released figures about this newest addition to New York City's transportation ecosystem. They have made 285,000 trips already since they rolled out onto city streets in August. And if you live near one of the 130 borough taxi stands, maybe you are seeing them, maybe you aren't seeing them. And of course, this is any of the four boroughs that are not Manhattan. And Manhattan above 110th Street on the west side, above 96th Street on the east side. If you live in a place where the yellow cabs don't go, call in and tell us if the green cabs are showing up as we crowdsource a New York City borough taxi anecdotal map, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We'll put you on the air right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And okay, folks, if you live in Bensonhurst or Elmhurst or South Beach or Kingsbridge, wherever in the five boroughs where the yellow cabs don't go, are the green cabs showing up as we crowdsource a New York City borough taxi anecdotal map? And by the way, you can call in and tell us if you want a borough taxi stand in your neighborhood, the bases where the cabs are dispatched to. There's an effort by the city to collect recommendations for additional borough taxi stands, so you can add that in. 212-433-WNYC. And Peter in Queens, you're on the air. Hi, Peter. Where in Queens?
Hi, Woodside, Queens.
Are there borough taxis?
I was actually over there at my sister's house yesterday, and I was like, what's that bright green taxi? And then I saw a second one. So there were two of them on one little block in Queens. So, yes, there were taxis.
All right. Woodside. Put a little green cab on the Woodside section of the Queens map where the Long Island Railroad and the number 7 train both go. Michael in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Brian.
Where in Brooklyn?
4th Avenue and 9th Street. Two blocks away from a taxi, a yellow taxi medallion fleet. I saw somebody getting turned down by a yellow cab the other night, and then 30 seconds later, a green cab pulled up and gave her a ride. Mm-hmm. It is crazy to me that our incoming mayor, who used to represent this council district, actually is considering, putting aside $350,000 in campaign contributions, would actually consider curbing the green cab program. It is amazing around here how many green cabs I see.
Thank you very much. And the pattern is that in the more affluent areas like that, the green cabs are showing up. They're flirting on, you know, the edges of the Manhattan borders, 110th Street, 96th Street, to get some of that same business that the yellow taxis are going after. But once you get further out into the boroughs, maybe not so much. And in Riverdale in the Bronx. Hi, Ann. You seeing green cabs?
Brian, no, and your point is well taken. We're at the absolute northernmost point of the boroughs, and I have never seen a green cab, occasionally a lost yellow cab that someone convinced to bring them home, but never a green.
You could sneeze into Westchester from there.
Well, yeah, but we prefer to come down. I see more on Madison Avenue, where I work in Midtown, than
right. I know. I'm just kidding. I was just saying how close to the northern border of the city you are. Alexa, elsewhere in the Bronx. Hi, Alexa. What part of the Bronx?
Hi, I live near the Bedford Park area.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen them multiple times around there. I've also seen them, you know, around the Bedford Park area, I mean, the Botanical Gardens.
Uh-huh.
And I was at St. John the Divine Cathedral in the city a week or so ago, and I saw some in that area.
So like the Bedford Park Boulevard stop on the D and the 4
yes.
around there?
Right there. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the green cabs are showing up. That's great. All right. Ellen in Yorkville. That's Upper East Side, right, Ellen?
Yes, it is. But where I saw the cab was right outside the Metro North Station on 125th Street and Park Avenue. There's like a cab stand there where a lot of cabs are parked. And that was my first green cab. I'd never seen one before. And when I told them where I was going, which was south of 110th Street, 93rd, you know, he was fine about it. And we had a long talk. He tried to explain the whole thing to me. And basically, he would have had to drive back from my house empty to go back up to 125th Street.
That's right. Ellen, thank you. And that, of course, is one of the things that the green cab drivers and their dispatchers don't like. They can drop off, but they can't pick up in the Manhattan Business District anywhere below 96th or 110th Street. Of course, if they could pick up and drop off there, then they would have the same rules as yellow cabs, I guess. So that's something that if Mayor-elect de Blasio does try to change, he'll have to figure out how to keep incentivizing the green cabs to patrol the underserved part of the outer boroughs. So Steve calling in about Ditmas Park in Coney Island. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You spend time in both those neighborhoods in Brooklyn?
Yeah, well, I recently moved a few months ago to the Prospect Park South area, and so I just walk through the Mansion District, which is lovely, and I end up at Cortelius, which is like a little spot in Ditmas Park. And there's so many little places over there, such a great little young bustling area, and you can't even get Uber to come pick you up. So I started calling my friends, like local, you know, just Google it and call local places. And there's this little, you know, I can't remember the name of it. They pick them up. 2 minutes later, the cops tell them to get out of the car, and it's an illegal operation.
Yeah.
Like my friends, it's illegal taxi, or not even a real taxi. So, and that's a great area. It's only going to get more and more people, more and more,
right.
You know, nice restaurants and bars. So that's going to be a great spot.
There you go. So the gypsy cabs still have business in Ditmas Park in Coney Island, even though it's coming. Uber, that he mentioned, is an app that's supposed to show you and actually signal any of the kinds of taxis that are in your area, and one of them is supposed to come and get you. Let's slip in John in Jackson Heights. You're on WNYC. Hi, John.
Hi. Jackson Heights has plenty of them, and they're great just because you don't have to negotiate a price. And the old livery cars, as they drove by, they would honk their horns all the time trying to get passengers. But now that everyone sees the green cars, they don't have to constantly be honking.
Thank you. It seems pretty random. So they are going to Jackson Heights. They're not going to Ditmas Park, Coney Island. You've heard some of the yeses and the no. Brendan's on hold. Won't have time for you. Sorry, Brendan. Not really in Sunset Park. Adrian from Upper Manhattan wrote, I tried to hail a green cab outside of Columbian Presbyterian Hospital the other night, headed downtown. The driver rolled down his window, asked where I was going, and then told me, take the number one train. Yikes. So keep this crowdsourcing of the anecdotal map of New York City borough taxis going on our webpage. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show to post your neighborhood and yes or no. Talk to you tomorrow, folks.